As the World Cup finals descend on Aspen, the Bob Bietti Ski Foundation and the Wheeler Opera House will present a trio of classic ski racing films tomorrow. I spoke with filmmaker Paul Ryan about his vintage short films. The first film, Ski Racer, is a 25-minute short that chronicles the World Cup's 1969 season. What does the documentary capture about ski racing then, and how does it compare to now?
The principle of it was to really explore through the racers why they were doing it and how they felt about it, and to explore to somewhat the difference between why they were racing and what they get out of racing, as opposed to pleasure skiing, free skiing. They all had that feeling of, you know, well, I really love to free ski, but you get the satisfaction of being better than your friends. But that was sort of what I was looking for, and understanding why and how they dealt with losing and how they dealt with winning.
What production choices did you make as a filmmaker to purposefully reflect the era in which you were covering in these films?
It's funny now because I look at some of the stuff and it seems really almost embarrassingly, you know, like hippie world kind of. Well, it was 1970. She's a quicksilver girl. I was coming much more from a cinema verite and rock and roll scene in San Francisco, you know, and I wanted to come at it from a different perspective. And at that point, nobody else was really doing that, you know, in the ski film world. It bridged the more cinema verite documentary scenes where I was trying to get at the personalities and the psychology of the people. You know, it's hard, especially in a ski film, so you can't just have it be psychological all the way through. You know, people get bored and they want to see some action. And the music certainly gives some energy to that.
How have you seen media coverage for the competition evolve since producing your short films?
What I find quite fascinating and very informative is two or three races have gone down. They will actually superimpose on the course the two races over each other. When I was doing both Ski Racer and Carly all over Europe, I just had this like naive, oh, I could just go and film everything and ski the course and all that kind of stuff. And you couldn't do that now.
Screenings of Ski Racer, One for the Money, and Carly begin at 5:30 p.m. I'm Claire Woodcock at the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.